This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're here in Michigan to get a sense of the real economy, what matters most to voters. We're going to visit two places in the Detroit area, just 10 miles apart, but with the same name, Dodge. The first stop is in the shadow of a big GM plant. We've just arrived on Dodge Street in the Hamtramck neighborhood of Detroit, and like the other streets around it, there are only so many houses. Most of the lots on this street are just empty lots that are filled with overgrown grass. Vanetta Kearns has been here for 30 years.
Come on in the house.
And how have things changed on this street in that time?
Band houses, dope houses, all that.
So in the last few years, as the economy's gotten really bad here in Detroit and around the country, what's happened in that time?
Well, they done knocked down a lot of the abandoned houses.
Just in the last few years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's the recession been for you personally?
All right. I own this house, so I ain't going nowhere.
What about income?
I'm laid off right now, though.
You're laid off right now?
Yeah.
Are you drawing unemployment?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to keep that for some time?
About a year.
About a year.
Hopefully I'll be called back.
And what are you thinking about how Washington and how Congress and all that?
I don't even want to go here.
No.
I mean, we can't do nothing because they got more power than us. If Obama don't get in there, we hit. Republicans not looking out for us. They looking out for the rich.
Well, now we have come to the home of the Dodge name. This is where Horace Dodge, the automobile pioneer, lived. This is Grosse Point, Michigan. It's a very fancy suburb of Detroit, and we're going to ask people here how they think things are going.
Well, my name is Jim Thompson.
How long have you lived here in Grosse Point?
Only 36 years.
36 years, and how has it changed over the years?
It's more interesting. It's a more interesting city. There's much more going on, and I like it.
How has it changed since the recession really got going a few years ago?
Property values have dropped by 47%, so I think everybody's got to sort of pull back a little bit and take a close look at what's important.
How do you think the economy is doing right now? Is there a recovery going on, or what do you think?
Right now, it's not bad, but luck out for three big new taxes coming up in January, plus the raises that they have proposed in the new budget. So, no, I think there's big problems ahead of us.
Big problems. And who do you blame those problems on, if anybody?
I don't blame it on anybody. I think people are in jobs without real experience. We have people in Congress and president who have never run a business, have no idea what they're talking about. And, you know, we get people that are inexperienced, and that's the heart of the problem.